Welcome to She Coaches Coaches. I'm your host, Candy Motzek, and I'm going to help you find the clarity, confidence, and courage to become the coach that you are meant to be. If you're a new coach, or if you've always wanted to be a life coach, then this is the place for you. We're going to talk all about mindset and strategies and how to, because step by step only works when you have the clarity, courage, and confidence to take action. Let's get started. Hey friends, how are you? I am so glad you're here, and welcome to episode 15. Life's been pretty quiet here around our house. It feels like we're getting nicely settled in for winter. The days are getting shorter and shorter, and it seems like not too long ago, when I'd come outside to my little she shed for my morning meditation, the sun would be up, the birds would be singing, and the day had already begun. Now it's dark, it's cool. We don't get too cold of weather here, but we do get a ton of rain. So I hope you're well, and that your friends and family are staying healthy, and that you're taking good care of each other. Today's episode, we're talking about this question. Why do you want to be a coach? I'm asking because when you discover your bigger reason behind why you want to be a coach, why you're called to be a coach, it's going to help you weather the tough times. It's going to help you make it more meaningful, have that longer range approach, and really stick with it. So many of you have probably seen Simon Sinek's TED Talk, Start With Why, or you've read his book. Now, if you haven't seen it, or if it's been a while since you watched it, I'd encourage you to go back again and refresh your memory. I popped the link into the episode notes, and honestly, I was shocked. Did you know that it's 11 years old now? I can't believe that this TED Talk has been around that long. So far, when I'm doing this, it has 7.9 million views. In it, he talks about the golden circle. So imagine a dartboard with three circles. And the center circle, the bullseye, is called the why. The middle circle is labeled the how, and the outer circle is the what. Now for us coaches, the what is coaching. The how, the middle circle, is your method and tools that you use to coach people. Maybe you use mindfulness, maybe you use the model, maybe you use deep inquiry, and you're doing all of this coaching using those methods and tools to help people see why they're getting the results they have right now and how to change it. The coaching school that I went to used the coactive model. It's a framework that reminds us that all people are naturally creative, resourceful, and whole. And when given space, powerful questions, curiosity, and intentionality, they're going to figure out what they want and transform their life. The center circle is the why, the purpose behind why you're coaching in the first place, the purpose of your coaching business. Why coaching? Why you? Don't skip over these questions. Ponder them over and over. It's one of the greatest things. There's no right answer here. There are so many answers. And the deeper you respond, the more connected you will be to your why. Simon's premise is that all inspired leaders, businesses, and I would say coaches, act from that inside circle out. They act from their why. So why is this important? Well, building a business, becoming a coach, attracting clients is hard. I wish I could tell you that it's a breeze or that it's always easy, but I've never met an entrepreneur yet who had it easy all the time. We see successful coaches and we admire them, but what we don't see is their struggles. We don't see their beta programs that flopped or the time they did a training and nobody showed up, but they kept going anyway. When you're in touch with your why, then you can lean on it as a reminder that what you're doing is more important than one disappointment. This is meaningful and life-changing work. It's your stake in the ground. Yes, you will get discouraged, and you're going to be disappointed at times too. But when you're in touch with your why, you won't give up so easily, because you know beyond a shadow of a doubt there is a larger purpose behind what you're doing here. You're making the world a better place. You're helping people overcome challenges. You're supporting clients to create a life they want, to have better relationships. We help our clients reach a goal or create a life of meaningful success. And together, we change the world. This is my why. I believe that coaching changes the world and that the work I do is life-changing and meaningful. There are too many people living hollowed, unsatisfied lives, and they're looking for help. Coaches are that help. When you start with your why, you create that extra strength to keep going when times are tough. I know you can do hard things, and your mission is important. Simon Sinek goes on to say, people don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it. And I would add, when you buy why you do it, then you'll be inspired to stick with it no matter what and be the coach that rocks the world. When you buy why you're a coach, then your clients and potential clients will be inspired to hire you. It will just feel right. And that's how you change the world, one client at a time. Hey, I wanted to let you know that next week we're also going to talk about four different kinds of action. Plus, I'm going to give you some extra tips to make it easier to get the results that you want. So if you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to come and sign on for next week's episode too. So that's it for today, friends. Don't leave yet. I want to tell you about a gift that I offer all of my listeners. It's my free resource library. It's an online vault filled with content, and I created this to help you grow and help you become a successful coach. I call it the Coach's Online Business Academy, and here's how to get it. Sign up for your free account, and when you do, you get immediate access to all my free stuff. There's a lot of it in there. Plus, it grows every month. I keep adding new things. You can dive into my Narrow Down Your Niche quiz. You can jump into a 5-day video training. There's also a whole bunch of checklists and guides, things that are going to help you as a brand new coach and help you also come up with some ideas on how to find paying clients. Like I said, each month I add more free resources, and you're going to get notified as soon as I upload them. It really makes me happy to share this with you. It's one of the ways that I support my community, and I support the growth of coaching too. All you have to do is go to the episode description or the show notes and click on the link to sign up today. And that's it. I'll talk to you next week. Thanks again for listening today. Please hop on over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. Also, I would love to hear from you. Did something that I say resonate? What else would you like to learn about? Click the link in the player and leave a comment on the post. This is going to give me great ideas for future episodes so I can help you best. Join me again next week for more coaching, support, and teaching to help you become the confident coach you are meant to be.